Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay. There's a perception about finishing fifth, that it's being in the Europa League, it's almost like a booby prize.
A what?
A booby prize.
What's that?
It's not a real prize.
A prize that you wouldn't want.
Yeah. Oh.
A prize that you wouldn't want. But the actual possibility to go for a European trophy is not something that you'd ever turn your nose up at.
No? But a booby. I needed to become fifth to learn that word. So, and not for me. I understand where you're coming from. This is football is like that. On the level we usually performed, it's about Champions League and blah, 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 because of the money, because of the opponents, all these kind of things. And it's not that I followed now in the last 4 years group stage games of European leagues a lot. When you are in the Champions League, we have a lot of things to do. But I love European competitions. And for me, that's no different, to be honest. I know when you play it, it's no different. So you can... It'll be difficult opponents, different countries probably, and in the end, a massive prize to win. And not that I say now we will do that, just we will try it, definitely, and that's all. And I'm 100% sure, in a moment people think, oh yeah, it's European League. First whistle, European night, Thursday night, whoever's the opponent, Anfield will be rocking. And it's all I need. That's all I need. And if somebody wants to go through the whole year and think, yeah, but it's not Champions League, I cannot help that person. Sorry, I don't know how you can help. Life is like this. You try everything until it's decided. Then you accept it and go from there. If you're constantly worrying what you could have done different, then all these kind of things, and if we would have, and if there are all these ifs, absolutely not important anymore. They are not helpful. If it's not helpful, knock them out. So I'm looking forward to the new season. I'm really looking forward to the new season. That's all I need. And I don't think, yeah, maybe here we don't put 100% attention on or stuff like this. Nope. We will be all in. We understand that we have to improve. And if we improve from the point where we are now, that will be probably okay or better, and that's exactly what we have to do. And from there, we want to make steps. How is that? If you change coaches, then always you have these kind of new starts, things like this, everything is, what is that, shaken through, and then we go from there again. And but we do that ourselves. It's fine. And now it's a different competition. Well, who cares? And let's go for that. And I'm really super excited about that. Cannot say that differently. I had years where I want to go nothing more than on holiday because everything this year was long. This year was, there were moments in the season, but I thought it's 5 seasons. That's true as well, but that's long ago. So we really found our way back to to use our skills again in the right way. Now it's interrupted by a summer break and by a few international games and stuff like this. And then we come together again, and that's a must be a full throttle start, whatever that leads to. Then first games and stuff like this. It's not about the first game we have to win the league or whatever. That's not possible. But just to show we are back, and that's what I want to show.
Apologies for this, but the obvious reaction with Mo is that he's unhappy not being in the Champions League. So no worries that
no.
Players of like obviously his age.
He would not. I only heard what he said. I couldn't read anything or not hear anything that could lead in that direction. How is that? Mo loves being here. And Mo was part of, he said apologies for what we did, not apologies what the other guys did. But I had to go with them. Not at all. It's all fine. But a player would come to me, oh, we didn't qualify for the Champions League, I have to leave. I would drive him to the other club. I would say, take the key, come in the car, where you want to go, I drive you. So, because that would be something I never could understand. Like, I would say, well, we didn't qualify for the Champions League. I need to work in the Champions League, so I go. I'm responsible for this mess or whatever, so you cannot go in these moments. If that, it's not the case with Mo, not at all. And nobody else told me. They asked me if they can have a day or longer holiday or whatever, but nobody asked me if after holiday if they have to come back. So that was not in our conversations.
Chris, last one.
Stefan? Yeah, it's progress. Well, but I spoke yesterday longer to the dog. There will be around start of the preseason, there will be parts of reintegration, but that will take time, so he's not in full training. That's the prediction in a moment. He's completely pain-free, but we talk about a very young player and a very young body. We have to be careful. Like we had, it's different injury, obviously. But like we had to be super careful with Curtis. It's annoying for the player, like really annoying, because you can train 2 days and then you need 2 days off because what? But you feel great. But it's just don't take any risk. That might be a little bit of plan for him when that exactly starts. I don't know. I hope that he can come with us in a training camp and can do there these bits. And from that on, progress, and then he should be fine for the start of the season. But it's how it is with these kind of injuries. There's no real timeline that you say after 6 weeks, the ligament is healed, and now from there we can go. We don't know that. You have to wait always for the next assessment, and if you know that, then you can go from there. But it's positive. So I think at the end of the preseason, he will be. Then probably, hopefully, a week or two already in full training, and before that, parts of training, so that should be fine.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.